tonight.
What was the package?
I asked about the library. I'm not complaining.
Mitzvah's Asse. Rambam Hilchos Tanis brings down our halacha. Mitzvah's Asse min Atoira. So Mitzvah's Asse min Atoira. Lizoik. To shout, to scream, to cry. Ularia b'chatzay tzerois. To blow shofar. Al kol tzora shetova el atzibur. On any tzora that comes on the tzibur. B'dova zeh, says the Rambam, midarkei ha-tshuva hi. This is from the ways of doing tshuva. Shebizman shetova itzora. In the zman where a tzora will come on Klal Yisroel. The Yizaku Alel, and they will shout about it, they will cry about it. The Yoriu, and they'll blow shofar. Yedu Akol, everybody will know. Shebeglal Masei Moroim, because of their bad ways, Hura Lehem. Zohu Sheyigrim Lahose Atzorim Alehem. This is the way, through davening, and through being Choyze B'tshuva, that you will take away the tzorah from them. Avim lo yizaku, says the Rambam, if they will not cry, they will not daven, they will not do tshuva. Ele yomru dova ze miminag ha'olam. This happens. There wasn't enough shmira. We have to kill them all out. Minag ha'olam. It's a normal thing. We're in a fight. But tzorazu nikris. And this story is called, it's a happening. Harize achderech achzorius. This is the derech of achzorius. V'geremes lahem lidobik v'maseim haroin. It causes you to go even further in your maisim haroin. V'toisiv hatzoro tzoros acherus. And it will add more tzoros to the tzoros that happened. So there's two nekudas here the Rambam brings down. One nekuda is that there's a mitzvah's asse. Mitzvah's asse min ha-Torah. That we're mechuyev to be mesoira b'tshuva, to have a yom tefila, and then there's another nekuda. Chas v'sholom that we should think it's just a way of the world to happening. If you think that way, toisif atzora tzoros acheres, it'll bring on worse tzoros. We are not Nevi'im. When the story happened, they asked Reb Chaim, Chevelin Moshiach. We don't understand Pshat. We don't understand Pshat. In what happened. There's no Novi today to tell us on what Aveira, on what Aveiras, this was caused. But one thing for sure. We are allowed, Avada, there's a mishpot, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's Kele Emunah Ve'in Ovel, it's all Oiske Cheshbond. There's a famous story from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim had a son-in-law who was nifta very young. He was an Odom Godel Moed, Ish Kodesh, Hersh Levinson, and his daughter asked the Chofetz Chaim, but why my husband? Why my husband? Such a tzaddik, such a kodesh, why my husband? The Chofetz Chaim said there was a gezerah on the world, of a third of the world had to be wiped out, and Reb Hirsch's p'tira saved the world. We don't know what gezerahs were on Klal Yisroel. We don't know what we were supposed to suffer. We don't know the answer. We don't know how much was saved when we have Kedoshim who were killed al Kiddush Hashem, which is the highest Madrega, to the point where it's the highest Madrega where you're Oymed Lifnei HaShechina in the middle of Shemona Esra, with Talas and Tefillin, That's basically came out the highest madriga in Kiddush Shem Shamayim. How much of a kapara it was and how much we were saved by it. Navada, navada. Al tifku lemeis, Chazal tell us, don't cry about those who died. Bochei sifke lehoylach. The crying has to be the ones who are left behind. There's the bechir. The bechir is not on the meis. The meis was zeicha to be mekadesh shem shemayim. In the mokim amigdosh, oimid lefnei hashchino. Where could you get a higher madrega? But the bechir is lehoylach. The ones that are still over here, the ones that are walking, the ones who are still alive. The bechi is by them. Avada al piderech hateva, something that hasn't happened since Kristallnacht, and that Yisrael hasn't happened since Tarpat, 1929, when they came into Hebron. 60, 70 years, it hasn't happened that they should be able, that the goyim had a koyach to walk into a Beis HaMedrash and make a shechita the way they did. A shechita which is a shechita from animals. People are still lying in hospitals with no hands, with no ears, eyes poked out. It's not a normal maisa. And just to read the emails, or to look on the internet and see the pictures, or to read the papers and move on, is a big sakana. And it's also the mitzvah's assay for us to think into it and to understand Mash, Mos Hashem Lono, what does Ribbono Shel Olam want from us? I've added there's no Navi today. Nobody can say this is the reason why it happened. But one thing for sure, when blood is spilt, al kiddush shem shemayim, it's a moridika kapora. It's a moridika kapora for Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael was in a big sakana. But if we're not going to take home a lesson from what happened, then Klal Yisrael will be in a bigger sakana. Tosif tzora al sorosa, says the Rambam. So the zikha has to be, we have to walk away from it with some sort of Kabbalah, some sort of lesson from it. Neira lehim mimigdashecho. The Pasuk say, we say in davening every day, Neira lekim mimigdashecho. The Ribbono Shel Olam becomes fearful of mimigdashecho and his mikdash. The Gemara says, Al tikra mimigdashecho, ela mimikdushachecho. From those who will make you holy, from those who are killed, when the Ribbono Shel Olam makes a din with those who are holy to him, misyore umisale umishalel, the Ribbono Shel Olam becomes more fearful. People have more Yerushamayim umisale. There's an aliyah. There's a kiddush shem shamayim, b'chinas of Aaron HaKohen, when his two children died in Kodesh HaKadoshim, Chazal tell us, B'Kadoshov, that Ribbono Shel Olam becomes Kodesh through his Kadoshov. B'Kroivai HaKodesh, through those who are close to me, I become Kodesh. There's a Moridika Kiddush Shem Shemaim, there's a Moridika Kovod Shemaim that comes out of such a Maisa. The child is, what Kovod Shemayim comes out from such a thing? What do we learn from? Where do we understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mis'aleh? He becomes more fearful. We suddenly realize this is Yad Hashem. We suddenly realize the Velt is not Hefka. If you want to listen, you can listen to a shmuz from Rabbi Twersky from 2 years ago in Torah Samosha, where he spoke about that the Velt is Nisht Hefka. People think they can walk around one day and the next day you can have an Arab walking into a shul and knife you. Iyulei chazle, he didn't see you, but mazle chazle, his mazle saw it. He spoke 2 weeks ago in the Hadar Seminary about the biggest madrega of a Yid is to die al Kiddush Hashem, and the bigger madrega is to die with talus and tefillin. But there's even a bigger madrega, to live al Kiddush Hashem. And that's what our Aveda is. When you see that the goyim have a reshus to walk into a Beis HaMedrash, the Gemara tells us that Titus took a Sefer Torah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and was Mazana, and it didn't do anything. It meant nothing. Because the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash was already taken out. Didn't mean anything. If a goy has a reshus to walk in and make a shechita in a Beis HaMedrash, that means there's something in Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, there's something in Kedushas Tefillin, there's something in Chilul Shem Shamayim, that they had a koyach to come in, that we have to be mesakin. Ain a novi, we don't have a Nevi'im today. But something we have to learn. Each person has to look at the story. And try and understand, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam want over here? How come they had a reshus which has never been given in the last 40, 50 years of a goy to walk in and be mechallel the Mikdash Ma'at? This is the Beis HaMikdash that we have today in such a way. That dam nishpach kamayim, blood was pouring like water. In the worst way, people were killed, injured, wounded. Where do they have such a koyach to be mechallel Shem Shamayim, even though for us there's a meridik kiddush Shem Shamayim? And al tifku lameis, the kedoshim are sitting in the vehechel by Rabbi Akiva. They don't even have a tahara. They're buried with the clothes that they died in, because there's a special kedusha of the blood that's spilt onto their clothes. They don't need special tahara clothes. You don't do a tahara. They're buried the way they were killed. Kedusha Elyon. They're in their mokim for whatever schus that they had. They were zeicha to be mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Abobochei sifke lahoylach. We have to take, and we have to think, and we have to understand, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from us? And there has to be some sort of Kved Shemayim, where the Ribbono Shel Olam is Niskadish, where the Ribbono Shel Olam is Neira Lekim Migdashecho, where the Ribbono Shel Olam becomes more holy, a bigger Kved Shemayim. Rashi says, Elekim, Zum Midas Hadin, this is the Midas Hadin. There's a tremendous Midas Hadin of Klal Yisrael. Emosai Unoiro, when does it become fearful, the Ribbono Shel Olam? When do you suddenly realize that the world is not Hefka? Alideshu Oisa Din Bemikdushov, when he does Din with the ones who are holy. When he does such a Maisa Noiro. When you're Oimid Lifnei Ashchino. This was all worked out. They waited till Shemoneh Esra. Dafka the Ribbono Shel Olam let it happen during when you're Oimed Lifnei Ashchina. Oimed Dor Sheni. It's telling me that we've got to read between the lines. We've got to read and understand what does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from us. And if Chas V'Shalom, it doesn't make any difference to us, if Chas V'Shalom we're going to carry on the carry to happening, who knows what's going to be next? Who knows what's going to be next? There's a Meiradiki Gemara in Sanhedrin. The emes is, if you got a siddur, you can take a look in the siddur, the Mishnah in Ovis, Perek Gimel, I think it's Mishnah Yud Aleph. There's a Moridic Apostle, Kidvar Hashem Bozo. The Rebbeinu Shalom says that the Dvar Hashem Bozo, you are Mavaza. How do you say Mavaza in English?
Disgraced.
You disgrace the Dvar Hashem. Umitzvoiso Hefer. And you want them by keeping their mitzvahs. Hikoris tikoris. There's a chi of chorus. Of Chorus and Dvar Hashem Bozo. You disgraced the Rebbeinu Shleilam. There was a Bizoyim, Dvar Hashem. What's it going on? So there's different memories in the Gemara. What's it going on? So one of them is Mikan Omer Abeleza Midoy. And this is where the Mishnah starts. Take a look in the Ovis, Perigimel, Mishnah Yudalef. Hambachalales HaKodshim. Somebody's machal kodshim, made it pigle, made it tome, didn't bring it up on the right time, he didn't eat, he wasn't makvit to eat it in the time that the Torah says you can eat it in. Machal is a kodshim. You disgrace kodshim. Mavazes ha-moyadis. You're mavaz ha-moyadis. What's moyadis? It doesn't say Shabbos, it doesn't say Yontu. Moyadis is chalamoyad. They learned to Rabbeinu Yainim. Vazes hamoyedis. You mevaza chalamoyed. How you mevaza chalamoyed? I don't know. Rashi says choyle shel moyed. Mevaza moyedis. Chazal say moyedis was given for Torah and Tefillah. Mevaza moyedis. I don't know. In America, they have a lot of different ideas what to do on chalamoyed. Six Flags. Circuses. Mevaza hamoyedis. Mayfe bris shel Avraham Avinu. If you are mayfe the bris of Avraham Avinu, either you want moil, v'amagal eponim b'teira, shelo yikar locha. You set up pshat in halacha, like keneged what Chazal holds. And you disgraced somebody Barabim. Afal pishi yesh biyodoi teiru masim toivim. Says the Mishnah, even though you have teiru masim toivim, ein loy chelek lo oilam habo. He doesn't have a chelek in oilam habo. You hear what's going on here? This is very interesting. It doesn't say if you machal Shabbos, if you eat chaza on Yom Kippur, doesn't say any lav over here. These are like sort of what we call grey areas. Mechalel es hakodshim. You just didn't do what you were supposed to do. You were supposed to eat kodshim, let's say you bring up a korban, you got one day and one night, you left it overnight. Or you let it become tomei. Mevazes hamoyedos. Doesn't say you're mechalel yontov. You mevazes. You walked around Yontov on Chalamoid like you walk around during the week. You came to a Yontov Dika meal on Chalamoid with jeans and a sweatshirt looking like a goy. Mevazes hamoyedos. Mefi brishis shel Avraham Avinu. Megala ponem baterish lek halacha. It's a lav. What is it? It's worse than saying lashon hara. I made up a new halacha. I came up with a new pshat that's keneged shulchan aruch. Mal b'pnei chaveru barabim. Ein lo chelik lo ilam habo. If I'm rotzeach a person, if I kill somebody, I've got a chelik in olam haba. I can do tshuva. Afal bishi is v'yoda toiru umasim toivim ein loy chelik loylam haba. Why? Because dvar Hashem bozo. What does dvar Hashem bozo mean? What happened over here? Ein loy chelik loylam haba. And there's averus which are much more chomer. Chil Shabbos, Yechayev Koros. Ein loy chelik loylam haba. How about you have a chelik in olam haba? After you got your einish. You eat on Yom Kippur. Here the Gemara says, a Muri Diki Yisait. There's the Maisa Avera. And the Maisa Avera, let's say a guy is Mechalel Shabbos. So he does a Maisa Avera. On that Maisa Avera, Chayiv Koros. Chayv Skila, whatever the halacha is. That's his oynish, that's his kapora. But all these averas don't come close to one avera. Dvar Hashem Bozo. When the Ribbono Shel Olam feels that you mevazeh Dvar Hashem, that there's missing a kved shemaim, you all understand about Taiva. Couldn't control himself, so he had to eat on Yom Kippur. Couldn't control himself, so he did a Maisa Zanus. Please, Chayiv Misa. But when a Maisa, when you do a Maisa that shows a Meridika Bizoyin and Kvod Shemayim, that Avera is connected kol ha-teiru kulo. Avada and avada, there's averas that have a bigger oynish. There are averas that are much more severe, the oynish, and much more severe what you did. Chal Shabbos. Avada, you can't compare Mechal Shabbos to somebody who's mevazes ha-meyadais. Somebody who's mevazes chol ha-meyad. Ein adayma. Chil Shabbos is, you can't even eat from his food. Can't touch the wine if he's a Mechalel Shabbos. Vazes HaMoedos, small, perhaps it's a lav. Chole Shel Moed. If it's even a Drabonon. The Etzem Aver is not so chomo. But the Avera, what it stands for, the Bizoyon, is more chomo than everything. On that ain't no chelik loylam haba. Because the metzias of the veld is kvod shemayim. That's what we're here for, kvod shemayim. We're here, every move of ours, every action is either kvod shemayim or chilul shem shemayim. And when there's chilul shem shemayim that comes out of our actions, ain't no chelik loylam haba. Could be a cleaner lav, no big deal. So ta be halacha in Mishnah Berurah. It's not mafurish halacha. Mishnah Berurah brings it down as an anhaga. But if what comes out is a bizoyin Hashem, dvar Hashem bozo, ein lechel olam haba. Af a pishiyesh biyad the toiru masim toivim. Think about it, it's very scary. Because we might come upstairs and we'll go through life. I was never Mechal Shabbos, I never missed a day of tefillin. But how did you wear your tefillin? With what kedusha did I wear my tefillin?
Never missed a davening. How did I walk into davening? How did I look in davening? You come upstairs and you suddenly see, I lived a life of mevazek kvod shamayim. Take a left turn. You missed the boat. More in Brochus. Kishicholo, Ton Rabbonin, Kishicholo Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Leza got sick. Nichnasu Talmidov Levakroi. His Talmidim went in to visit him. No. The guy's on his deathbed. Omalei Rabbeinu, Limadnu Eruches Chaim. Teach me a way of life. Now you're talking about Talmidim and Rabbi Loza, right? So I presume these were people, Talmidim, who knew Kol HaTorah Kula already. Talmidim from Rabbi Loza, the grace of Tana Rabbi Loza. And they walk in, they say, teach us Orchas Chaim. Doesn't say teach us mitzvahs, teach us a Rambam. Orchas Chaim, a way of life. V'nizke bohem, and through that we will be zeicha l'chaye ho'ilom abo. I'm sure they knew Sefer Mitzvahs by heart. I knew they knew, for sure they knew Rambam by heart. Shulchan Aruch for sure. Shas. But after everything that they know, they came in, they said, Rabbeinu, you're talking about Talmidim. Rabbeinu, before you go, teach us one mahalach. Orchas Chaim, a way of life. V'nizkian, through that we'll be zeicha l'chaye ha'olam habo. What's the magic touch? I said to them a few things. One of them is, Omer lahem, hizoru b'chved chaveilchem. Be careful with the covered of your friends. U'kishatem mispalalim, but when you daven, du'u lifnei mi atem oimdim. No, remember, who are you standing in front of? Ubishvil kach tisku l'chayo ilam habo. And through that you'll be zeichat ilam habo. Pelefon ha-gemorah. Normally, let's start with the davening. Kshatem ispalalim, so what would you normally say? Make sure you have kavona by the first brocha. Shem Hashem. Makabal ol malchus shemayim by Krishma. Daven slowly. Make sure you know the taich. No. You want to be zeichat ha'olam haba? Do remember. No. Lifnei mi atem oimdim? Know who you're standing in front of. Because when you know who you're standing in front of, the davening will be a different davening. U'bishvil kach tizku l'chai ha'olam haba. That's how you be zeichat ha'olam haba. Nish mit elanga shmoneses. Not with pirush hamilas. These are all mitzvahs. Avada, you got to do them. But you want to know how you get to Olam Haba? Du'u lifnei mi atem oimdim. Know who you're standing in front of. Because when you know who you're standing in front of, that's Kvod Shemayim. That's Kvod Shemayim. That is Kvod Shemayim. And when there's Kvod Shemayim, oh, then you made it. Orchus Chaim, v'nizkel chayolam. Teach me a mahalach in life. How do I go into life? I know Kol HaTorah Kula, I'm a Talmud from Rabbi Loza. And he's lying there dying. And they want to know, teach me the trick of life. How do I make it through life? Remember one thing. Du'u lifnei mi atem oimdim. Know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. When you go towards the davening, know you're davening in front of the Shechina. Chas v'sholom, chas v'sholom. Nobody should think that because they were killed in Shmona Esra, I'm coming along and saying that they didn't know who they were standing in front of. Why they had to go? Cheshbonis min hashamayim, mi'odom arishon, from Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw all the Yidden. who are going to be killed the Kiddushim Shemayim. North of these four. And how much Gzad Din they took away from Klal Yisrael, how much Midas Hadin they took away from Klal Yisrael. But for us, we have to learn a lesson. Du'u lifnei mi atem oimdim. If the Arab has a koyach to come in during a Shmona Esra and to make a shechita, that means we didn't know who we were standing in front of. That's why you want to know Orchus Chaim. You want to know what life's all about. Nizke l'chai olam habo, kvod shumai. There's a derech eretz that we have. Know who you're standing in front of. There's a ribono shel olam. It's not a quick 1, 2, 3, Baruch Atah Hashem. Ba-ba-bang, 3 minutes later, you're already sitting in the base of Medrash learning. Oh, I forgot Yalav Yov. Do I have to say it again? Yeah, why not? It's only another minute. No big deal. That's called du'u lifnei mi atem oimdim. When I walk in looking like a shloch. When a million years I wouldn't be found alive in other places looking the way I look. Oh, but lifnei ha-shechina I can stand like that. That's called Orchus Chaim. V'zoro b'chvoid chaveirchem. Be careful with the covered of your friend. What's pshat? What's this bin odom l'chaveiroi got to do with chvoid shemayim? There's a posuk. Zeh sefer told us ha'odom. Ki betzelem elekim osos ha'odom. It's been as I learned from this posuk, they're not allowed to be mevaza, a person, because he has tzelem elekim. And not only does he learn it from this posuk, you're not allowed to be mevaza, he holds, it's a bigger klal than the v'ahavta l'reicha kameicha. We always learn in the Torah, v'ahavta l'reicha kameicha, ze klal godol b'Torah. That's what the whole Torah is standing on, v'ahavta l'reicha kameicha. Comes along Ben Azai and says, I have something even bigger than that. Ki b'tzelem elokim oso es Hashem. There's a tzelem elokim that a person carries that you can't be mevaza. When you're mevaza a person, you're mevaza the tzelem elokim as well. There's a kvod shemayim included in every person. Every person has a tachlis in life. He's an eved from the Ribbono shel Olam. When you mevaza him, you mevaza the Ribbono shel Olam. That's a different look of ben adam l'chaveiro. It's not about v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha like me. There's a kvod shemayim included in ben adam l'chaveiro, says Ben Azai. It's a bigger klal than v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. When we come upstairs, we're going to be asked, Himlachto es chavercho? Did you make your friend into a melech? Were you mechabed him? That's one of the 6 things that we are asked when we come upstairs. Osakta b'pira v'yirviya. Osasas v'nosasas by Muna. You did business with Emes, with Emuna. Himlachto es chavercho? Did you make your friend into a melech? Because making your friend into melech is not only about the v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. It's about the tzelem elokim. Tzelem elokim is pshat. There's kvod shemayim included here. And when you mevaza a chava, you mevaza kvod shemayim. You want to know Orchus Chaim. You want to know the button to press. That's going to get you through life. That you know you're on the straight and narrow. And you're not going to get into a problem. Know who you're standing in front of. There's a Ribbono shel Olam. It's all Toli and Kvod Shemayim. And Kvod Shemayim takes over everything. Way and above all the halachas of Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, Ritzicha. Malbim pnei chaveru barabim. The guy went red. Yoiva shayla from Ritzicha. Ritzicha? For Ritzicha, if I kill somebody, chayv misa. No. Ein lo chelik leilam habo. Because you are mavaza. Bizoin is the spinal cord of Avodas Hashem. Kvod Shemaim is the spinal cord of Kvod Shemaim, of Avodas Hashem. And it all goes around that. And I could do a small Aveira, Ein lo chelik leilam habo. And I could do a big Aveira. It's a love. I get an oinis from Chayv Malkus, Chayv Misav Dei Shemaim, whatever the story is. When it's Kvod Shemaim,
take a look in Shari Tshuva. If you want to learn it inside, if you want to give it out, whoever wants. There's a Merdik Shari Tshuva in Shah Shlishi. Kuf Mem Ches. If you're already looking at it, take a look at Kuf Mem Gimel. He is Masbid the Mishnah that we spoke about. Hamadrego Asiris, Choyma Ha'averus. These are the Choyma, the severity of the Avera. Asha Ein Lo Yisem, they don't do it. They don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. They don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. So he goes to explain it. Hayitzurim, everything that was created, Kulam Nivru L'Chvoid Hashem Yisborach. They were all created al Kvoid Shemaim. Shenema kolanikri bishmi ulchvaidi berosiv yitzativ avasisi. Everyone that's called by my name ulchvaidi berosiv was for kvaid shemaim. Ochin neidem en asechel. Ki amachalal es Hashem uboize dvoroi. Somebody who's machalal shem shemaim. Uboize dvoroi. He cheapens his words. Uboize dvoroi. Not pshat you mavazir rabbi nishleilam. You want to be mavazir rabbi? You go over to a guy and says, you know, he walks in. The moshal, I'll give you a moshal. A guy walks in Shabbos Friday night. He walks in without being dressed for Shabbos. Ta loch in shulchan aruch vegan that you should be dressed for Shabbos. He's not. He doesn't want to be mavazir rabbi nishleilam. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Oh, but boy's a devaroi. He cheapens the rabbi nishleilam's word. Shabbos means nothing. For a date, I'll be dressed beautifully. For Shabbos, I'll come in looking like a shloch. Avdo tikvos, says Rabbeinu Yoina. He's lost all hope. Ki loy rav loy asher loy yokum asher nidrash me'en amiki yitzirosei lechabed es Hashem ulekadshoi. Because he doesn't fulfill what's required for him. Because his whole bria, his whole creation was one thing. Was to be mechabed Rabbeinu Shleil and to be mekadosh him. And when I don't do that, even if I don't mean it, but I make cheapen the Ribbono Shel Olam's dibur of the dikvos, says Rabbeinu Yoina.
When he goes ahead and he does the opposite, of that says Rabbeinu Yonah, Kidvar Hashem Bozo Vesmetzvoisa Heifa, he kores tigeno kores hanefesh. And what does he say? Ki lo yechape amoves olav, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Misa's not going to be mechape. Ve'en lo chelik lo ilam habo. Perik el malchus shemayim afilu b'seisa, he says. What does b'seisa in secret? We'll get to what secret means. Let's go to Kuf Mem Ches. Want to take a look? Take a look. Mvazes Hamoedis. Kuf Mem Vav. Sha'is the Malacha b'chalamoid u'bozel ha'einish. Why? Bifnei she'einis the Malacha s'chalamoid b'furish b'tayra. It doesn't say b'furish b'tayra. It's also to work on the Yontov. Doesn't say b'furish, but you know what? No big deal. The fanatics are the ones that walk around dressed for Shabbos looking Yontov dick. Make a seuda. Careful how they behave during a chol hamoed. There's no eitzah malacha. Come on. Ein lo chelek leilam habo. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in Kuf Mem Ches. These are things that perhaps you should go through yourself. It's scary how Rabbeinu Yonah puts it down. We're not talking about big averes here. Ki adova yodua. He starts in Kuf Mem Ches, the third line down. Ki midarki kiddush Hashem yizborach. From the ways of being mechadesh Shem Shemaim, lo yediya b'chol miftas vosayim, the utterance of your lips. U'b'chol asher yirmezu einayim, even the remes through your eyes. U'b'chol anhogo, u'poil yodayim. Any sort of action, of movement of hands, this is all ki yisoid l'nefesh ha'odom. The foundation utzvi edyoiv va'atoy va'ik va'atelet va'yakosh boy is avodas Hashem yizborach v'yirasa. The ikah, the foundation of every person why he was created is for avodas Hashem, for his yira and his Torah. V'dover zeh kvoid Hashem yizborach. And that is Kvoid Hashem. V'amavazel l'talmud chochem. Then he goes through the whole thing of being mavazel l'talmud chochem, etc., etc. Is you're showing that Torah doesn't mean anything. It has no chashivas. And you're taking away that they have a hashpon klal Yisrael because you're making them look cheap. V'achrei Hashem Yizborach, about 10 lines down, Sha'akol bor Hashem Yizborach lichvoidoi, chaya v'odom losum libay. A person has to put every time b'chol eis, every minute of the day, l'chabed es Hashem u'l'kadshoi, to be mechabed Ribbono Shel Olam, to be mekadoshim b'chol devarov, in everything he does, l'roim amoy. Because if we're not going to be roiming the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Neira Lekimi Mikdoshecho, then the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to have a Roimimus from a different way. There'll be a Kiddush Shem Shemaim through a Ratzicha. And not only a Ratzicha in a Beis HaMedrash. And not only in a Beis HaMedrash in B'shas Shechina Shruya. B'shas when you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's when there's going to be a Kiddush Shem Shemaim. The Ribbono Shel Olam's telling us something over here. Kvayt Shemaim Brent. There's the fire burning with Mavazid Ribbono Shel Olam. Through our small actions. Who's talking about Chilul Shabbos? Who's talking about eating on Yom Kippur? Who's talking about Chas V'Shalom missing tefillin? It's how we do it. It's the way we do it. You can keep Shabbos, or you'll still have Ein L'Chelek L'Olam Habo. Because if you walk into Shabbos drunk, and you don't turn up for L'Chavaydi, and you can't turn up for a marriage, and you're walking with slippers, and you're walking looking like a goy, that's Mavazit Shabbos. That's the way we look at Shabbos after such a Chil Shem Shemaim. That's the way we keep Shabbos. That's the way Shabbos is after such a Ratzicha, but Kvayt Shemaim went to pot. That's the way we keep Shemaim. When we walk into a davening, and we look like a bunch of schlochs, And if you tell him to put on a pair of socks, Chas v'shalom, what are you, a fanatic? Great Shemayim! What are we thinking over here? This is the way we walk around all day. The Gullus of America didn't take away Torah. There's more Torah in America than there ever was in Gantz Gullus. There's yeshivas for every shagut you want down the hill. For anything you want, right across the spectrum. There's never been so much Torah in the Welt like there is. Oh, but bizoyin l'shemein shemayim. There's never been such a busy kvod shemayim like there is today in today's Golos. Abach Hashem zech nish to walk around with a phone. Abach Hashem zech nish to walk into a shul holding this shtick pawn. And he'll stab him from Shimon Esther from it. Does this busy kvod shemayim? When a bacha can walk out and walk to a makolit on a Friday without wearing tzitzis, that is bizu kvod shemayim. Who's talking about the lav? Who's talking about not wearing tzitzis? Of a lav, you get malchus. What about bizu kvod shemayim? That people look around, the kids in the shechuna say, he's not wearing tzitzis. Does this bizu kvod shemayim? You make cheap mitzvahs to other people. This is what we're missing. Da'ul if they miyata oimet. Know who you're standing in front of. That's what he said. You want to know Orchus Chaim? You want to know a mahalach in life? How I'm going to get through life and come upstairs to be zoichat olam haba? Da'ul if they miyata oimet. Nu versteht sich, there's no covet chaverim either. Because there's no covet for tzelem elokim either. Take a look. Mishnah Berura. Chelek Aleph. Start with the first halacha. You can give out Chelek Beis as well. Here we're going to learn a halacha that till now was about fanatics that keep it. Till now, it's like, where are you coming from? Perhaps now that we understand that Orchus Chaim is about Kvod Shemayim and that takes over everything. That's the spectrum of all mitzvahs across the border. Right across from A to Z. It's about Omaya Kiddush Hashem or Omaya Chilul Hashem. Do I know who I'm standing in front of? Then we'll start understanding certain halachas that were brought down. That today are Hefka. First halacha. Okay. It's not so negay. Yisgabe kari lamed baboyke. Okay, we'll move on. Take a look at the Ramah. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somed. Hu klal godl batoiru v'maylis ha-tzadikim. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somed means I've got to keep the Rebbeinu Shem in front of me. 24-7. It's a klal godl batoiru. Asher holchem lifnei elokim ki ein yeshiva asa odom. A person when he sits utzno eisav and his actions vasokov v'ulevada beveisoi when he's by himself in the house ki yeshivasoi utzno eisav vasokov zei malach godol. The way he behaves and the way he acts is not the same at home as if he sit when he's in front of a king. V'loide diburay v'archovas piv kirtzoina, not the way he speaks. And the way he behaves, vuhim anche beisu kroivov, ki dibura b'moishva melech. The way he speaks at home, the way he speaks within the family and his friends, he acts differently when he's sitting in front of somebody choshev. Metzias. Kol shekein. Kishi yotzim o odom el liboy. When a person will put his heart, sham melech hagod hakodesh baruch hu, ashe mole kol haoretz kvoidoi. That wherever you are, Molei Cholot Kavoidoi, Oymid Olav is standing over in Voroya B'Maisov. K'mo Shenema Im Yisose Ish B'Mistorim V'Ani Lo Yoheno. If you go and hide somewhere, I'm not going to see him. Noam Hashem, miyad yagia elov ayiro. As soon as you start thinking about that, yagia elov ayiro, he'll get the fearful. Vachno, and that another, but pachad Hashem yizborach, uboishtoy mimenu tomed, and he'll always be embarrassed from it. That's the first halach in Shulchan Aruch, that the Ramah opens up. Before you start Shulchan Aruch, before you start going through the halachas, before you start going through Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, and knowing exactly what you want to, what you got to do, Orchas Chaim. You want to know what mindset you got to have? This is the mindset. Remember, you said it's standing in Molech Alaretz Kavoyde. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam that sees everything that you do. Miyad Yagir Lavaro. So let's go weiter. Simon Base. Din Levishas Begodov. How am I supposed to get dressed in the morning? So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Lo Yilbash Chalukoy Meyushov. Guy gets out of bed and I stay dot knackered. You're not allowed to put on your undershirt like that straight away when you're sitting up in bed. Ela yika chalukoi, you take your undershirt. V'yachnis b'yroish v'zroisov, you put your head and your arms through it. B'yidenu shoychev, when you're still lying under the covers. V'nimso, and it comes out, k'shiyokum, when he gets up, humachusa, he's covered. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. M'yushev. Da'oz behechrach, if you wake up, and you jump out of bed, then behechach is gale gufoy. Then your guf is going to be magul, it's going to be revealed. V'ha'odom tzorich litznaig b'tznius. And a person has to be misnaig, has to be noyeg b'tznius u'buzho. Not from the other guy. If ne'akodesh baruch hu. V'ha'afidu kushu laila, even though it's night. U'b'chedre chadorim. Ha'loy molech ol'oritz kvoidoi. Kvoid Hashem is molech ol'oritz kvoidoi. Whether it's dark or whether it's night, the phone of Yisborach, it's still in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not because you have to be a prude, because it's Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein tzorach lizoy tomid. Tomid means in the Beis HaMedrash as well. Machmas tamze shloy b'mokim hechrach, where you don't have to. Milegalois basoroi, from revealing any part of your body. V'afilu ma'at, even a bit, kol ma'ashadalko liyos b'mukhadim go'olam, anything that's supposed to be normally, which is covered by begodim, has to be covered the whole time. Avol rishoy ligrois yodoy al kuvdoy, till here, v'tzavore adachoset. Al kein, ha'an plois yirel lovshot l'fashtam gam kein, and plois is socks. Right? Yira lelovshom to dress them, oyla pashtom, gam came tachas asadin. Also underneath, shloy legalois raglov, you shouldn't be megala your feet, shadarkin liyos mechusel oylam be medinas elu. Because the derech is to be mechusel, to be covered, but medin shein hechlin yachav, because we don't walk barefoot. Afilu bekayetz. Either goyim do, we're not from the goyim. We're talking about Ribbono Shel Olam. We're talking about Kveid Shomayim. When a bachur walks into the Beis HaMedrash without socks, he's telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm a vazal you. That's what it means. Kveid Shomayim. And then the Arabs have a koyach over the Beis HaMedrash. Take a look at Besim Beis. Kishiyokum. Rotzoloyme kishiyokum v'yetzi mitachas kisu sadinoi. Shehoyo munach shom orum. When you get up, you wake up in the morning, and you're still under your covers, because you're lying there half naked. Kishipishbeis chaluka ye'ata tekev mechusa. When you get up, so you put it straight away on, so it falls down, kibul chaluka al kol gufay, and automatically, when you get out of bed, you'll be covered. Avada and Avada, is there Issa from Korath to walk around the dormitory in my boxes? No. Yuchayev Misa? No. That's what it means. Because you're tzlius, you're not be a mavath and ribayni shel olam. You don't have cover for tzelem elokim. You don't have cover that the ribayni shel olam is watching you. Therefore, that's why your davening looks the way you're davening. Your Shabbos looks the way you Shabbos. Because we don't have covered. Covered. That is the spinal cord of Klal Yisrael, of Kedushas HaTorah. That's how we start off Shulchan Aruch. It's all about Kvod Shemayim Da Lifnei Miat Ha'Oimed. Take a look in Chelek Beis. Reish Lamed Tes. The last halacha in Reish Lamed Tes, base, k'sheyif shoyt chalukoi, when he takes off his undershirt, lo yahapchenu, he shouldn't turn it up, mimata lamala, from bottom to top, she'im kein nimsoi gufa orum, because if that's the case, then you find that you're naked. Ela yifshetenu derech roishoi, you pull it off slowly, so when you're in bed, so you don't pull it off like from the bottom up because this way you're Megala. As you're pulling it off, you're slowly covering yourself with your sheet. That's the way you go to sleep. When you go to sleep with Kvod Shemayim, you wake up with Kvod Shemayim. When you go to sleep, la halacha, because it's nothing to do with who's there and what's going on. It's about Ribbono Shel Olam Kvod Shemayim. The same halach in Hilchos Shabbos. Yishtadl. Doesn't say you must. It doesn't say chayav. It says yishtadl. You should make yishtadlus. Shiloi begodim noim l'shabbos. That you should have nice begodim for Shabbos. Yilbash begodim anoim. The most nice begodim. You don't have it. Chedek Gimel. V'yismach b'bias ha-shabbos. You should be happy with coming in of Shabbos. As if you're going out to meet the Melech. Yilbash says a chidush, which I've never seen so far. Never seen it. Ve'yelach behem ad moitze Shabbos achar avdola. That even to the Shabbos meal you have to come with Shabbos begodim. Yeah, chidush? Ve'yelach behem ad moitze Shabbos. Kefi yecholtoi. Because wearing nice clothes is not the covered for those who see it. It's not about the $250 belt. Kim lechvoid Shabbos. Because it's covered Shabbos. Avad and avad, are you chayiv misa if you come in with your jeans to Shabbos? No. If you come in with your plimsolls? No. If you come in with your sneakers? No. That's what happens. Because you were vaza. You were vaza the Ribbono Shel Olam, you were vaza Shabbos. That the Ribbono Shel Olam said, I have one matana that I want to give Klal Yisrael the Shabbos Shemoy. He gave him our best present from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And what did we say to the Ribbono Shel Olam? We spit it back in his face. It's worth a Johnny Walker, that's what it's worth. That's the whole Shabbos. How drunk did I get from Friday night till Motzei Shabbos? Davening, man shmeid kai. Whoever thought of davening? Shabbos? I'm a vaza Shabbos mitzchilos at soifoy. I'll come upstairs. I never was mechal or Shabbos. But you know, I'm a vaza kvod Shemayim, kvod Shabbos. Yalla, achutza. That's what it's about. The Golos of America managed, chas v'shalom, not to take away the mitzvahs. You come to Eretz Yisrael. We have the best esroigim in the Treifest hotels.
You ever heard of somebody sleeping in a sukkah on sukkahs? Ask all of the American chazafressers from all the hotels. Did any one of them sleep in a sukkah when you're paying $100,000 for 7 days in a hotel? Mavazis hamoya dois. Goisa shisas. You can stand in front of me, shim, and give $1 million. Means nothing. Fashtukin abarabati mavazis hamoya dois. Pesach, mevazes amoyedos. Go to all these hotels. The ikar halacha, the ikar halacha is you'll get currents if you eat gebrox. What can then the gresu mevazes amoyedos? Then having a munah bitochen given to children in some fashion fair, in a some hotel. Does it Pesach? They took away the whole kvod shemayim from us. The whole chashivas of an Erev Shabbos, of an Erev Yontov, hachana l'dvar mitzvah, how I walk into a davening, how I look at a davening, how I go to a learning. Misha efshel elasek b'toyra v'eino oisek. Dvar Hashem boza, says Chazal. It's the Gemara beforehand. Efshel elasek b'toyra. His chavrus is waiting for him. Ve'ena oisuk. For Yom Vassal Torah. So, okay, Talmud Torah connected kulam. No. Vashem bozo. Because he showed it's more important for me to have a cigarette outside. It's more important for my phone. That's what it is. We don't realize that our small maisim is what makes up who we are and what we are and what we stand for. And when you look 20 years later, you say, interessant. Geibst. Didn't steigeis. Good head. Something, I don't know, what was it? He did everything right in yeshiva. He made it through. He even made it to the Swiss trip. Aber gornish gevorn from them. Nothing came from him. Because it's dvar Hashem bozo. Urchaz chayim ilamdeinu urchaz chayim. The Talmid Rabbi Lezer turned around and said, teach me. What's the spinal cord of Avodas Hashem? Kvod Shemayim. In every small action. Kritzas Einayim. How our eyes go. The way we talk. How we daven, who we stand in front of that. How we go to the Nomad. I gave up already of telling a bocha to go and daven for a Nomad with a hat and a jacket. It's fanatic. It's yeshivish. And if I tell them, Eino chedek leilam haba, Efshe, yeah, will they start thinking about it? And when I take a talis after I finish with it, and just roll it up and put it down. Does it nish bizu kvod shemayim? When the tzora, ey tzora hila Yankov, when you see that the Ribbono Shel'olam is sending us a message of the ulifnei mi ato oimid. When we're standing by a Shmoneh Esra and they have a koyach to go and shecht us out. Is it not a message to us that we should learn from here? The ulifnei mi ato oimid. And if we don't get the message, it's going to be more tzoros, says the Rambam. This has to be our Kabbalah. Small little Kabbalah. Nothing big. No great shakes. No Shmir's Haloshen. No this, no that. We're not coming out with great small things. Once in a day, I think about Kvod Shemayim. Once in a while, I walk into a davening. I walk in dressed. I'm going to meet the king. I close my jacket. I'm standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. If they melech malchem lochim, a few minutes, I make a Oysa Shalom. Because I'm walking backwards. So I do it properly because I'm saying goodbye to the Shechina. This is all about Shechina. This is what the message, this is the message that's being told to us. Tefillin can be thrown all over the place. Because there's no Kedushas Tefillin. Not that I don't put it on. How do I put it on? Ich schäm sich nicht to walk into to Oitzas Vorm in my shorts and tank top and put on tefillin. That's the way I look at tefillin. That's the way I say to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, I become yours. In my tefillin it says Shema Yisrael, and your tefillin it says Mikamcha Yisrael. Is that the way the Rabbeinu Shloilam looks down and says, how is he putting on my tefillin? And therefore when I put on tefillin, I should look at you the way you look at me? Is that the way you want the Rabbeinu Shloilam to look at you? The way you're standing a halb naked and you're putting on tefillin, Shem Zech Nisht. That's how you want the Rabbeinu Shloilam to look at Klal Yisrael. When he says, my tefillin says, Mika Amcha Yisrael. Who is like Klal Yisrael? Who is like Klal Yisrael? Let's take a look how they're putting on my tefillin. And that's the way I'm going to treat them. The way they put on my tefillin, that's the way I'm going to put on their tefillin. Das steht in Arachayim. The way you behave with your tefillin, that's the way the Rabbeinu Shloilam behaves to you with his tefillin. In his tefillin it says, Mika Amcha Yisrael. Let's take a look. Oh, he looks pretty chill today. Okay, Poseidon, no problem. That's the way I'm going to treat him. That's the way we go with tefillin. It's not what, it's how. Rabbeinu Shloilam should give us the seichel that we should all be zeicha to an olam haba, that we shouldn't go through life thinking that we made it. We made it. Kvod Shemayim comes out from your actions. When I walk into davening, it's got to be I walk in, I'm walking into the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When I put on tefillin, when I sit down and learn, when I do, when I go to bed, how I go to sleep, how I wake up in the morning, how I get dressed. There's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Kvod Shemayim. What am I telling the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Greymanishkin Karp, leave me alone. I'm taking care of the big things. I come from a different chinuch. You got to be chilled out. God understands me. No, not when it comes to COVID. He might understand you by a Lashon Hara, by a Ritzicha, by who knows what, by Chil Shabbos, by a Maisa's Nus. That, yeah. COVID! That's everything that you were created for. Don't start up with that. Rabbeinu Shel Olam should give us this Oirus, that those, the death, and the Shechita, and the Kiddush Shem Shemayim that came out of this shouldn't be for nothing. And the Eibishter should help that. Bila la Movis, la Netzach, we should be Zeicha, that this should be the last Kiddush Shem Shemayim before Mashiach comes, we should be Zeicha to Binyan Adayat.